ESPN's Max Kellerman calls LeBron James the victim in controversy over Jewish money lyrics. By Warner Todd Houston on December 25, 2018. ESPN's Max Kellerman has turned the controversy involving LeBron James' posting of song lyrics containing Jewish stereotypes on its head, by claiming that it is James who is the victim. The controversy arose when the LA Lakers star posted lyrics of a song on Instagram, wherein rapper 21 Savage says, "We getting that Jewish money, everything is kosher." James later apologized for the post, saying he intended it as a compliment. During the Monday segment on ESPN's First Take, Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman addressed the matter, with Smith warning LeBron to be a bit more circumspect about what he says so that his words don't become a problem for him. But when it came time for him to throw out his hot take of the day, Kellerman incredibly insisted that it is our PC society that made a victim of the well-meaning James, who was coming from a good place. Kellerman then outrageously added that James was the victim for somehow accidentally disgorging the decades-old racist slur about Jews and money. In fact, Kellerman slammed Smith for telling James to be careful with his language. Why? Because Muhammad Ali was bellicose, so James should be, too, Kellerman said. This is the same Max Kellerman who has said that anyone who believes the name Washington Redskins is racist. Kellerman was similarly offended by the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Clay Travis was amazed by the sudden attack on societal PC culture and reposted Kellerman's attack on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish mascot because it is racist. In the clip, Kellerman exclaimed that the school's leprechaun mascot is offensive to some Irish people, so it should be dumped in favor of some more PC representation. The NBA does not plan to discipline James for posting the offensive lyrics. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.